Favorite ice cream flavor, not in the chocolate, strawberry, vanilla variety.
Fish food.
What's in fish food?
God.
It's Ben and Jerry's fish food. Hold on, and I want to get it all right.
Fish the band.
And it's like, it's chocolate, but then it's also ready. Gooey marshmallow swirls, caramel swirls. I don't even like caramel, but I like it in this.
I like caramel.
Yeah, oh, caramel, yeah. Whatever. And fudge fish. It's like these chocolate chips that are in the shape of fish, and they're huge and chunky.
Stoner ice cream, essentially.
Don't you like Cherry Garcia?
Ugh, who likes cherry?
I love Cherry Garcia.
Yeah. Cherry Garcia is awesome.
Everyone loves Cherry Garcia. But if you go over to Two Scoops, they have a chocolate mint cookie ice cream that is to friggin' die for. It's so good. It's like bits of those chocolate mint cookies and chocolate ice cream. Oh, it's so good.
There's other ice cream that I had recently somewhere that I was like, wow, this is the best ice cream ever. Oh, I know where it was, in Key West. That place that had been open since the 1800s.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. It the homemade ice cream that was out of this world.
I forgot to tell you, and I don't know where the subject came up, but we used to go to a corner store to get ice cream cones. And the people who did it would sort of take the thing out with their knuckles and put the scoop in your cone. And we used to count the knuckle prints that were in the ice cream cone. It was like a three-knuckle cone or a two-knuckle cone, depending on how many you got. But it was this old couple, and people loved them, and they went there all the time. I mean, there's always a line out the door for ice cream. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Motivation Monday.
What's up?
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and this is part of the Sell or Die process, you know, the Sell or Die Network, the Sell or Die amazing podcast. And I'm joined today by...
Hi, everyone. I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. And as Jeffrey said, you are listening to Sell or Die, the world's premier sales and personal development podcast.
So let me say that again if I said it before.
Yeah. I was going to add to it... that we've named it so.
Oh. So what are you guys doing today? What's up on your Monday? This is, you know, you're in January, but it's kind of mid-January now, and you've already quit the gym, or at least you've told yourself you're not going to go for the next 3 days because you pulled a muscle because you haven't exercised in 5 years. And now it's time for you to really take some action. Today is a holiday, a banking holiday, but most people are at work. I mean, we're at work.
Yeah.
But I would recommend, just at the top of the show, if you want to see the most motivational, inspirational speech of all time, watch the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King. We will be watching it as a family tonight. It is the best speech ever given.
We watch it every year on MLK
Day. Not only is he talking to 500,000 people— but he didn't have the luxury of going, oh, wait, I meant, you know, I mean, this was something where he had to hit it. And it was a one-time thing. And one of the cool parts is he doesn't say, I have a dream until like 11 minutes into the talk. It's just spectacular.
Can you imagine if there had been social media back then? I mean, oh, yeah. It would have gone viral in
there was nothing back then. Yeah. And it was still amazing. Anyway.
So we have some friends here that I want to say hi to. We have Zoe, what's up? Teresa, who says, joining from D.C. using my wife's account. Mine is now locked. That sucks. You should figure that out.
In other words, it's a guy.
Yeah. Okay. Mike Brooks is here. What's up? Judy, Mark. He has a new job at Ducati Motorcycle. Way
very
to
nice.
Go, Mark.
Vroom.
All right. All right, cool. I love that. So today we have a really exciting show.
We do?
We do. We're going to be talking about gifts and value and how to deliver value and stuff like that. But before we get into the show, let's talk about the last week because it's been a little up in the air.
Yeah, like what happened?
I don't know. Where were you this past week, Jeffrey?
You guys have been up in the air.
I was
literally
in there.
We have been up in the air.
Yeah. So... I love doing talks and I love traveling. And sometimes you become mortal in your traveling life. And I was in Fort Lauderdale, then driven to Orlando, then flew to New York. And somewhere in between Orlando and New York, I lost my voice. And when you're a speaker, voice is kind of number one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can be wheeled out in a wheelchair and still give your talk. But if you lost your voice, you're pretty much toast. So I called Jen and said, I lost my voice. And she dropped what she was doing and flew in from California to rescue me, literally rescue me. But we medicated and it worked fine. And I sort of gave the talk the next day. And then we had to go to South Carolina to give another talk. And Jen gave half that talk and I gave the other half of the talk. And we made it through the week.
So, and yeah.
So the answer is go online right now and type in message to Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Get the transcript of the Elbert Hubbard essay written in 1899. You can download it for free and read it. And what it basically says is, you get the job done even if your ass falls off.
So I get the So I gave a seminar in Vegas on Monday, and then on Tuesday, I'm in Laguna Beach because I'm going to attend a seminar there on Wednesday. And Wednesday, I'm at the seminar, and I get this text: I lost my voice. I'm like, oh. And then I get this text about that it's actually pretty bad, and Jeffrey doesn't exaggerate. So I knew it must be like 10 times worse than he was even admitting it was.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right on that one?
Yeah.
So it's 2 o'clock, and I call Stacy, who tries to get me a flight, and the only flight is at 4 o'clock. Now it's 2 o'clock. I'm 10 minutes away from the hotel. The hotel is 30 minutes away from the airport, and I'm not packed because I'm supposed to be there till Sunday. So it was a scramble and a half, to say the least. I left the event immediately, got in an Uber, which took way too long because it said 6 minutes and it took 8. And I was, you know, every minute counts here.
And you know the song, You Left Your Heart in San Francisco. You also left half your clothes in the hotel room.
So as I leave, I realize I have left like drawers full of stuff at the hotel.
That's, yeah. No, you left your, hold on. You left your heart in San Francisco, but you left your drawers in Newport Beach.
Jeffrey lost them.
I literally
Jeffrey
did.
Lost his clothes. Or I mean, Jeffrey lost his voice. You lost your wardrobe.
I lost so much shit that hopefully they're sending back to me through this really cool service called ilostmystuff.com.
It was pretty cool, though, because, I mean, think about Jen doing a seminar with no underwear. It's wonderful.
Please don't think about that. So anyway.
Sir.
So anyway, I land in New York. It's like 11 p.m. all the way from California. I get to the hotel at midnight, and we have an AV check at 6 a.m. So there is nothing like showing up, figuring out what you might talk about. Jeffrey's voice, thankfully for me,
started to come back.
Back that morning.
But we were doing slides till 2 in the morning.
We were. I mean, it was just nuts. And
clients
I had to
going crazy. Clients, speaker bureau going crazy, calling us up at text, everything you possibly
imagine.
It's like
imagine. He can't help it if he gets sick. You know, it's not like he didn't show up.
Anyway, shit happens. Deal with it.
We did it. We pulled it together. And it was actually fun giving
standing
that
ovation.
Talk. Yeah, yeah.
From a rather technically oriented crowd.
Yeah, rather. Anyway, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And I knew it was my calling to get on that plane and to drop everything I was doing. And that's, I think, the reason you're saying message to Garcia.
It's a no excuses life. I blamed my voice for being lost, but I took responsibility for it, made sure that we had backup, got Jen to fly 3,000 miles.
Yeah. On the airline that I have no loyalty to, by the way, and so therefore sat in the middle seat coach, but that's a whole other story.
Oh my, hold on. Let me get my violin out here. All right, go ahead.
We made it.
So diehards. What are you doing that you think you can't do because it's raining or snowing or you got a cold or you lost your voice or the guy didn't show up for the appointment? What excuses are you falling victim to and what circumstances are you falling victim to that you could have plowed through, that you could have gotten the job done no matter what?
Yeah.
And that is why Message to Garcia should remain with you forever. And I can tell you this. Growing up in my attitude life, whenever anyone faced an obstacle, somebody else would look at him and go, Mrs. DeGarcia. And that meant just freaking
do it. Just do it. Just do it. I love that. All right. So we have some really fun stuff here. I've been hiding them underneath the table. I'm going to pull some stuff out. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Your underwear?
No. Oh, no. I don't have that back yet. Still in Laguna.
So we are very blessed to have customers who give us stuff at Christmas time.
Or at any time, really.
Yeah, but I have a mantra that I've used for years. It is find something personal, do something memorable. So I don't just send a gift to somebody. I send something that means something to them, intellectually, spiritually, something that they've done. And what happens is people pick up the mantle and they do it back to me or do it back to us, one of those two things. So here's the deal.
So we have received some unbelievable, nice, personalized, yeah, just thoughtful gifts, and we're going to share them with you, and then we're going to give you the lesson because it would be annoying just to share them, right?
So this, yeah, hold on.
So Ron Goodwin sent these.
Love Ron Goodwin.
Yeah.
He's rooting for the Patriots. That's his problem. But think about, he sends me an Eagles stuff.
Hey, let's tag Ron Goodwin. So he sees this.
Yeah. No, I
mean, isn't this cool, guys?
Come on, they're like,
I don't even like the Eagles, but I like the hat.
Gabrielle had one on. We took a picture of all three of us with our hats on and sent it to him.
All right, so Ron sent us that. And then Mike Brooks, who's on here right now.
Yeah.
He sent us the coolest chocolates. Okay, there's three of them in here.
We didn't eat them yet, Mike, because we wanted to show them.
And they say, thank you, Jeffrey. Sweet regards. Mike. And there's, I love sweet regards. And there's our Cellar Die logo is in there. How cool is that?
Whoa.
But wait a minute. It gets
better. That's not all.
He sends us this whole note with, obviously, you can see our Cellar Die logo. And then we get this customized box over here, right? And Jeffrey and Jennifer, Cellar Die podcast from Mike Brooks. And then there's all these chocolates in here to Jeffrey and Jennifer, Sell or Die. I mean, look how cool these is. And then, La Piste de Resistance. He put his card on a chocolate note.
Yeah,
it's
so
like
we have
too pretty to eat. I want to save this and frame it and show it to everyone I know.
I'll eat it.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to photograph it so we have it saved and then the mice will play.
I mean, is that cool or what? Okay. Then for Christmas, Mary and Lisa, who are on our team, made me a book. And it's all pictures of me.
I mean,
and the family, and the dogs, and our friends, and our staff, and my book. And look at Charlie. I mean,
come on.
So cute.
So we are very blessed by team and have a good family of people that take personal pride in what they're doing and want to show it in some way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then
this comes in the mail. Here, you show this one.
We got cards, greeting cards, with our new book on them.
Is that
Sales
cool
Manifesto,
or what?
Sales in the New York Minute, which are available right now on Amazon, by the by.
And then you open them up, and there's a whole card inside. And, like, it's me. This is so freaking cool. Is there a picture of you in there?
Yeah.
Ah, I love that. So this is from the great Ken Walls.
It's unphotoshopped, by the way. I just want to mention that.
And he also sent us these mugs with our book covers and our podcast. I mean,
they're cool.
Is this cool or what?
Yeah, they're totally cool. And what it says is that the person who is sending you the gift did something meaningful to the recipient. And as a result of it, like, I can't help it. Ken Walls is a great guy, but I'm going to be thinking about his ass every day when I'm drinking out of this mug.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
I'm going to put it in the back of my videos, so when I film videos, you see them. You see it all the time.
So, first of all, thank you. But second of all, the thought process that goes into it involves creativity. So go get Michael Mahalko's Thinker Toys. It's available from from my website, where you can get it on Amazon. There's a new version. And read the chapter on Scamper that will tell you how to be more creative.
You know, we should talk about that in a couple of weeks. We should break that scamper method down for people and talk about how we've used it in our lives, because I think it would be really cool. But, you know, you and I were talking about this topic this morning, and it's total creativity. And to take it a step further, it's you have to know the person really well. You have to be able to build that relationship in a significant way so that you even know what they want.
You do not have to know me well to send me Eagles gear. I'm a size XL at Mitchell & Ness. And pretty much anything they have.
Oh, man.
I'm a happy guy.
Oh, man. So Ken Walsh just joined. And Ken, we were showing off these mugs that you got us and how beautiful they are. And these amazing and unbelievable cards with our pictures inside and our book covers on the front.
And we lied and said we like you. So I just want to make sure that we've covered our tracks there.
Yeah, but so you have to know the person well. So, Jeffrey, let's talk about how do you get to know them on that level so you know exactly what you could send them that would make their heart pound.
Stop making sales presentations and start asking questions. That's the easiest way to learn about another person. You can't learn one damn thing about them going through your slide deck.
Mm-hmm.
And I have recommended for years just mail the person the slide deck the day before and go and talk to them.
You need to have a sincere curiosity about getting to know the other person.
And you can't be a cheap bastard. Like all of these gifts, you know, they're not cheap, but they're meaningful.
Totally.
And what's the value of meaningful? And the answer is it's priceless. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go MasterCard, but it's definitely priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the impact of it is also lasting. Like Brooks has done a lasting thing, and Goodwin has done a lasting thing, and Walls is done.
And it's like 20 degrees here today in Charlotte, so I'm going to be taking that tag off and wearing that hat.
Exactly. and they're fun. Like if you do something right for somebody, they'll remember you for a long, long time. It's not a bottle of wine. It's not a gift card to
bottle of wine if you own the vineyard. And you label it with their name on it or do something fun, like for the Gittimer family or something.
Right, but I don't think that's going to happen. So alcohol's out.
Yeah.
Just do something as small as it is. It doesn't matter how big it is. It matters what the value of it is to the person. I don't look at any of these things. How much did this mug cost? $1,000? No. $50? Probably less. But it doesn't matter what it costs. What's the value of it?
Right. We're going to think of Ken Walls every single time.
Like we don't already think of him enough.
We pick up this mug. I mean, what's the value of that?
So to Ken Walls, it's priceless. And so there's emotion attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I say find something personal, do something memorable, the memorable is the emotion part. So if you're only giving your own corporate gift this year, you know, whatever it is. And I would also buy John Ruland's giftology book.
Yeah, that book is great. May I have a tissue, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tissue, I hardly even know you. So John Ruland does gifts, and we'll probably have him on the show. I think it's the right
thing
to do.
Yeah, we've had him on.
I know,
we'll link in the show notes to that previous episode, but we should totally have him on again. I agree.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah. So, you know, some people find it hard to ask the questions and get to know someone. And some people, you know, might be introverts and they're scared or shy to ask those questions or fearful to ask those questions. But the key in forming that relationship is actually getting to know the person and finding out, you know, who their family members are, you know, what they care about, what their hobbies are, what they like to do, where they like to go. You know, those are the important things that you need to find out so that you can create a cool, creative custom gift.
Yeah, let me throw something at you as a caveat. Many companies now, they cannot accept corporate gifts, so you're going to have to deal with that policy. But the ones who say they can't accept it, I just found out something yesterday. They can accept something under $25. And so the sales manifesto book was $24.99. I got the... Literally, I got to give it to somebody, and they were happy about it.
That's so funny.
Just under the mark.
Exactly.
Just under.
We put it there on purpose. Wait. Because we knew the $25.
This is funny. Our listener, Teresa, that's not Teresa. I think he's John from D.C.
Yeah.
Says, longtime listener, first time watcher on Facebook Live, had to hijack my wife's account to join. Thank you for doing that. We love it. That's awesome.
I think that even if a company doesn't have that kind of $25 restriction, you should place that restriction on yourself, not to save yourself money, but to encourage your creativity. Because it's a lot harder to find something meaningful under $25 than it is over $25. So I say place that on yourself and challenge yourself to find something that's memorable for less money.
I have a $25 gift limit on Doug's gifts from here on out.
But I am if you're thinking about getting me something, there is no limit.
I'm like $25 every day.
I'm a size extra large in Eagles gear at Mitchell and Ness.
Oh my goodness. Now those are really expensive. I love Doug's idea of a $25 limit and challenge yourself. That's freaking awesome. Yeah. All right, we have a sales question from the great Wes Wyatt. He says, do you feel the presence of having a sales manager with you on a sales visit can cause pressure or an awkward feeling on the part of the client? And what would you say to the sales manager when they say that you're nuts to feel that would be the case of having them with you?
The key is communication. First of all, why did you bring the sales manager with you? Answer, Mr. Jones, you're a very important customer to us, and I wanted to make sure that we brought our full team to answer any questions or concerns that you have. That's number one. Number two, you need to sit down with your sales manager and pre-plan that meeting. It just can't be, hey, Bob, I got a meeting at 2 o'clock. It's, hey, Bob, I got a meeting at 2 o'clock. We need to meet at the day before. The day before and go over it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no apprehensions and there are no missteps. This is a meeting that will bring you a sale if you do it right. Most people don't do it right.
Yeah. So if the sales manager goes in there and the sales manager is just trying to close the whole time, then yeah, they're going to feel like it's a lot of pressure. And so if the sales manager is there, A, to help create better relationship, and B, to give you feedback, then be honest about that. No one's going to care that you're trying to grow and learn. You know, I'm trying to get better in my role. I want to make sure I'm forming the best relationship with you that I possibly can. And my sales manager is here to help me grow and to help, you know, create that second layer of relationship with you, whatever it may be. But if you're honest with them ahead of time, it shouldn't feel pressured.
It is the responsibility of the salesperson to coach the sales manager. Who am I meeting with? What are their likes and dislikes? What are the needs of the company? How do I think I'm going to make the sale? What do I do if they say send a proposal? What do I do if they say mm-hmm. the price is too high? All the what ifs need to be resolved before you ever walk into that meeting, so you don't look like a jerk.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Okay, they cannot hear you, Doug. Just FYI. All right, Jack says, don't you think the old model is broken? People want to know you care versus being closed and sold. 100% agree.
Yeah, 1,000%.
They want to know you care. Absolutely. If they don't think you care, they might not want to do business with you again.
They should be able to hear me now. And if they didn't hear all of the brilliance that I was spouting out earlier, you can check out the recording on the Sell or Die podcast feed.
And let me tell you something.
Just for the
Doug
record,
revealed the key to selling. And if you want to know, he's not going to repeat it. But if you want to know what it is, you go to the recording. You download everything from Sell or Die, and then listen.
All right, so John from D.C. wants to know. You both mentioned once, by the way, guys, I love that you're bringing on these questions. Yeah. This is freaking phenomenal. Keep them coming. Share this out. Go give us a 5-star review on iTunes. I had to say that. Our producer asked me to.
I mean this sincerely, I'm an extra large at Mitchell and Ness for Eagles gear.
Oh my goodness,
and
Jeffrey.
I'm going to challenge everyone. If you do give us a review, here's the challenge. Give us a review that's just as good as Robert's. Robert comes to us from Italy. He just left a 5-star review, says, best sales podcast. Jeffrey and Jennifer do not sugarcoat sales. They teach you that hard work makes sales easy. Unfortunately, most work is easy to make sales hard. Most work easy to make sales hard. Well done, guys. Love it. So cool. That's a great five-star.
I love that.
And just for the record, our producer, Doug, did not ask me to ask you to give a review, but right. We would
no,
really
that was
like
me.
That.
Yeah,
that
was-
Everyone wants credit for it.
This
no,
is
but
a
listen,
two production
we
team.
Are going live 5 days a week right now, and it will really help us out. Okay? That's
yeah.
all. It'll help us. So
yeah.
that would be a great gift yeah. for us. Okay. John from DC says, you both mentioned once that it's very difficult to lead a sales team if you have never carried a bag before. Can you elaborate?
Carrying the bag means you have done the same thing that the salesperson has done. How the hell can you coach somebody what to do if you ain't never done it? I mean, imagine going to medical school and you're going to do heart surgery and your teacher has never operated on a heart. I mean, it's ridiculous. So if you want to hire somebody to push papers and stuff, that's fine. But if you want to hire somebody to help salespeople, that's not fine.
So it's not impossible to be successful in that role. It's definitely possible. But in order to be successful in that role, the salesperson is going to have to trust that you can carry the bag better than they can carry the bag.
Take your first year and do nothing but go out on sales calls.
Yes, that's a must. And they have to know that you're going to be able to close the sale in situations where they can't. So when I was a sales manager.
Back in the days, right?
Back in the day, I know, yeah. I started out as a salesperson, and I worked my way up. And I started out selling to schools, then I sold to school districts.
Why doesn't she have the story music?
I don't get that. Only you do. It's a special Jeffrey thing.
Jeffrey, it's because you're old. Let's be real here.
Okay.
Because you really have a back in the day.
Right. That's true.
All right. So, you know, I started out as a salesperson. Then I moved my way up in the salesperson field, so to speak, selling to larger accounts. And then eventually I became a sales manager, managing a 15-person team across the country. But I could not have been as successful in that if I had not carried the bag myself, because I was able to call BS on people when they said, I can't do this or I can't do that. And I could say, really? Well, here's what I did. Well, why could I do this and you can't do that? And I could easily call it out on them because I knew for a fact that they could do it when they could or they couldn't, you know, because I had done it myself. I also knew what worked. And I also had the record behind me of being one of the top salespeople, and that immediately earned respect because when people know you're one of the top salespeople, they want to know how they can become one too. So I think all of those things add up. John, I hope you answered your question.
If there's any other questions out there, feel free to ask. But we have a little bit more of an agenda before we say goodbye to you. Jen,
yes,
what's on
Jeffrey.
The agenda? What's happening for the rest of this week?
We have some amazing shows this week. Let's see what we've got. I was just seeing if anyone else was asking a question. All right. On Tuesday, we have Arden McLaughlin. She is Ooh. Amazing. She's the founder and CEO of Definita Marketing, and she's going to teach you how to define yourself in a cluttered market.
She's local. She's smart.
She came here in person for
this one.
She's
funny.
Oh, yeah.
And she's on point.
Yep. All right. Ron says, nice hats on the table. I'm wearing my New England one now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's it say on the front side? Lucky duck?
Okay. All right. On Wednesday, we have a Seller Die Extra. A few weeks ago, Jeffrey was on the Cut the Crap podcast. I love that. The discussion is centered around your mindset and can give you it's going to give you a competitive advantage in sales. So I highly recommend you listen to that one. And then on Thursday, we have another amazing guest. We have Jason Hartman.
And I love Jason Hartman.
He's going to teach us the subtleties and nuances of investing in real estate. And then Friday.
Jason Hartman, by the way, is an original. Totally an original. Before people were investing in real estate, he was doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
He was. Okay, and then on Friday, we have the best of, which you guys know, diehards, you know, it's the best clips of the week. And Nada takes the best of the best and puts them in that best of episode every Friday.
So now it is, as I've reminded you at the beginning of the show, mid-January. Double down. Stop doing excuse making. Stop overlooking the things that you know you're supposed to do. Don't think, well, it's only the 15th. I've got the whole rest of the year. You don't.
It's already the 21st.
You have till the end of the month, in my opinion. And I'd like a full report from anybody who's listening to this about, have you already started a waffle?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just post it in the Seller Die group. We'll be there for you. But you know what? Now is a really good time because all of the gift giving has died down. People are not sending gifts right now. People are not thanking their customers right now. And you could be thanking them in a total meaningful way.
So I agree.
Think of things like this or like these amazing hats.
Or Mitchell and Ness.
You know. Our cool chocolate.
We blew it. I apologize to all the Eagles fans out there. We had several opportunities. We shouldn't even have had it shouldn't have come down to a dropped ball. We could have won two more games. We could have got a bye. All kind of things could have happened.
For the record, people always ask me what sports I like because it's not the Eagles. I like the Yankees. Okay, that's all.
That would be baseball, Jen.
And what sports I like? Oh. I like baseball and I like the Yankees. That's it.
Okay. All right. So Mitchell and Ness also has Yankees gear.
I don't want any. Okay. I'm not asking for any, but sometimes people just want to know who I am.
I want a Babe Ruth signed jersey. Big deal. Nothing. In the meantime, sales diehards, I'm challenging you to make this a better week than you planned. It's Monday now. You have the entire week in front of you. You're going to be doing better if you want to. If you get up earlier, buy the sales manifesto. It's got my morning routine in there. Buy sales in a New York Minute. It's got Jen's morning routine in there. You learn more with a morning routine than any other single piece of advice that I can give you because it starts your day.
I did mine this morning, and afterwards I was like ready to kick ass, just ready.
So we're grateful for you. We're happy for you. We're going to challenge you for the rest of this year and beyond. And I feel like, the guy's name from Toy Story?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on.
What's
his name?
I don't know. We'll have to Google
that. Would be Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. Oh,
very good, guys.
Beyond. I love And Beyond. I mean, heck, you can't go beyond anything beyond beyond. What's beyond beyond?
Until next time,
Beyonce.
I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm challenging you to get out there and do what's right for you and make yourself a sale, even if your ass falls off.
Oh, yeah. Ah.